The problem
is this Israel is not the one God is talking about.
The Israel in the Middle East, the state of Israel, is not Bible Israel.
Okay.
The state of Israel was a political and economic orchestration in 1948. That's not Bible Israel.
Oh, yo, yo.
In the Bible, Israel is a person.
Jacob.
Jacob. He wrestled with God. Towards morning, his thigh was broken. Mm. God told him, from now, your name will no more be called Jacob, but Israel. You have prevailed with God.
Yeah.
Then the children of Jacob now form the 12 tribes of Israel. But because they did not obey God and follow God, their enemies scattered them all over the earth. So that Israel was gone.
Oh.
And in 1948, there was a political arrangement by the Rothschild. If you know the Rothschild.
Yes,
Rothschild. The Rothschild actually created the state of Israel, historically.
Wow.
So the Israel you have today in the Middle East is not the Israel that in the Bible.
So where is Israel of the Bible?
It's no more.
Scattered.
It's no more.
So why are now some people saying, oh, we are the real Israelites, we are the Jews, we are the Israelites?
Well, if you study the Bible very well, the coming of Jesus demystified Israel. The coming of Jesus retired Israel. Because when Jesus came, he put an end to the dichotomy between the Jew and the Gentile. Jesus took the Jew, the Gentile, put them together, and out of the Jew and the Gentile brought out a new kind of humanity that never existed before, which is now the true Israel of God, which is not measured by circumcision in the foreskin, but circumcision of the heart. That's the way the Bible teaches it. So today, the Israel of God are those that are born of God by believing in the gospel of Christ. It's no more a state somewhere in the Middle East.